The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You, might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
Jethel Silverwing Show for the 15th of November 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, Malone, my girl, the Burning of Malloys, the Tangle of Armors, the Seeker of Shards, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin? Wait a minute, I don't think you're coming through. Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec, guys. Okay, testing, 1, 2. Hun, say something.
Hun, say something.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Had it on the wrong settings.
So they didn't even hear me say hail and greetings?
They just did.
Oh, well, fuh.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, you asked me how I was doing.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and I have a cat shoved down my shirt.
You have all week.
I know. I don't know what it is with her.
Mao just loves your boobs. What can I say?
Mal, kitty, the little calico, half size, she has to be next to you and stuff, and I don't have boots enough for her to lay on, so she's gotten into a habit of climbing into my shirt. So I have to tuck the bottom part underneath there like a little pouch. And,
oh, she's being cuddly.
And she goes to sleep in there. And she actually climbs into my shirt, puts her head up on my shoulder, and gets the rest of her body in there, and... So, yeah, I run around looking like I'm pregnant. Okay. I've given the boy a really bad time. He reaches over to pet her. And, of course, she's in my shirt. So he's petting her. I said, hon, you got your hand in my shirt. Mom!
Well, it's his own damn fault.
Oh, it's so fun to watch him react.
Well, she's an old kitty. She's probably getting cold, you know.
Cool. I don't know, Mommy's but I warm. Just, I'm petting this little kitty face that's sticking up, looking out of my shirt, going, aww.
Nice.
So, anyway, moving on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week we do have a special guest. Our special guest this week is the associate producer for EverQuest 2 from Sony Online Entertainment, Emily Domino Taylor.
Hello.
Hello, Domino. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, we've been trying to get you on the show for a while, but you keep saying no.
Why did actually say no? I just didn't say yes.
I see. So why the change of heart now?
She ran and hid from you.
Oh, we will discuss the terror I have caused Emily in a minute. So why the change of heart now? Why come on now?
I don't know. You just kept asking, so eventually I said yes.
I beat it out of you.
I
badgered her until, okay, just shut up. Do you remember the first time we came face to face?
I do. It was at a community event, I think, at the W Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and you came up and gave me a big hug, and I had no idea who you were. But you were very friendly.
I always try to be very friendly. I'm a big old teddy bear, and just the look on your face was, help! Who is this guy? I was under orders, though. Elkman told me if I ever see Domino, give her a huge hug. So that's what I did.
You can blame me for that a hug attack.
Okay. Well, there's worse types of attacks, so I'm
surprised. I know.
All right. Well, I'm very happy to have met you in person many times now, actually. I've gone to the fanfare and whatnot, and you're always very pleasant, very personable. People can approach you, and you don't run away and hide behind something.
Well, sometimes.
We love having you on. We love meeting you. Love giving you big old hugs. You're so cute. You really are. Very petite person.
You do make me feel very short.
I make a lot of people feel short. Is that one of the requirements for working for Sony? If you're a female, you have to be around 5 feet or under?
I'm not actually under 5 feet. I'm 5'2".
Ah.
But there is a reason I chose to make my little avatar a halfling, even though I don't actually play a halfling in-game.
Oh, you don't? Well, no. Well, don't mention your in-game character's name if you don't want to be bombarded.
But we had you in one of the videos. I thought you were a halfling. No, yeah, you were a halfling in that
one. Yeah, her development character.
Yeah, my dev character's a halfling. But I made that character specifically because it was the race and the appearance that actually looked most like me in person. I figured, well, if I look kind of like my avatar, then at fanfare, it'll be less confusing. People will recognize me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Actually, I play Rotongas and Ogres mostly.
Really?
Indeed.
Wow.
I can pitch you as a Rotonga.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cute, sweet little Rotonga.
And of course,
wanting cheese.
And of course, Brass always plays dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
Can't understand why. All right. Well, we do have some questions for you. Some from us, some from the audience. I did ask people over on Facebook and the EverQuest 2 official forums and at Kithacore.org if they had any questions for the great and mighty Domino. So let's go ahead and get started. Let me see here. Get everything on Facebook. Facebook. All right. Now, again, reading these questions, we must remind people that we're still under beta for the upcoming expansion, and she may not be able to answer these questions, some of your questions. And, of course, Hunt, if you keep track of stuff in the chat channel, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Domino live, by all means, use our chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Vale server. We are monitoring that. And Ilkin's going to be watching that because I'm looking at Facebook currently.
Yes, I can do that.
All righty. So let's see. Where are those questions?
While you're looking at questions, I have a comment, just general.
All right.
About one of the veteran thingies, the Visions of... I'm lousy at names.
The
Vision of the Thulosian?
Thulosian? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. It fits the eyes very well. It's a green glow, but I feel a little like little Orphan Annie.
What?
Yeah, you ever seen the old cartoons of Little Orphan Annie? She didn't have eyeballs. She had big round circles.
Right.
Oh,
white.
Uh-huh.
So I have big round circles that are green on my face.
Huh. Let me see.
Instead of eyeballs.
Hey, link those in the channel so I can take a look. See what you're talking about.
It's
here.
Unlike the. What was the other one? It was another vision type that was black, and it sort of hovered on the outside of your face.
Visions of the Void.
Yeah, and that one never really sit well. And then this one, at least on the Dark Elf that I'm on, it fits right into the sockets of my eyes.
Well, I can't view it in the thing, so I'll have to take your word on that. Alluvial on the Antonia Vale server says, be little jaundiced. Little Jaundice Annie.
Little Jaundice Annie with green eyes. It's a good glow.
Well, wait a minute. Really, no, jaundice would be yellow, actually.
Well, if it's left to fester, then maybe it would be green.
Who knows? Okay, so we have questions. Are you prepared to answer questions?
Maybe.
All right, well, let's see here. Okay, first question. What would be your ideal job if you weren't in the MMO professions?
Wow. Well, that's a tough one, because sometimes you don't really know what a job's about till you start and try it.
True.
But I've often thought I might really have enjoyed to be an architect. I really like housing in EQ2, and I really like being creative, and I really like sort of designing house items, houses, that kind of thing in my current job. So I think architect would be really interesting.
Or if not architect, perhaps interior designer.
Yeah, the actual decoration doesn't interest me as much. I mean, I do enjoy it in EQ2, but actually laying out the house or the office building so it's a useful layout and that. When I was a kid, I used to draw just house plans, which is kind of strange, but there you go.
That's why you do a lot of is it Minecraft?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet, but I've seen a lot of people doing it, and that's the same sort of thing. You have the basic structures, and you're laying all the foundations for the structures out that way, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of like Lego. You just have blocks, and you can build anything. I mean, really anything. So it's very free-form.
I have not tried that myself.
It's definitely different. I'm really enjoying it because it's very different from EQ2, and when I've had a long day with EQ2, sometimes it's just not relaxing to log in and play more EQ2 because I can't stop thinking about work, which is kind of unfortunate because I do love playing EQ2, but now and then I need a break, so I go play Minecraft, which is very different, and
now,
I enjoy that a lot.
I haven't played it. I have been in it. There was this... the guy created a circuit, an electronic circuit in Minecraft. Uh-huh. He had to turn these switches on and off. It was like a calculator. It could add and subtract. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can do some amazing stuff in Minecraft. I've had a little play around with the electric circuits, but I haven't done anything that complicated. But I did make a roller coaster that plays the Indiana Jones theme as you ride it, which was kind of cool.
Nice.
Oh, that
nice.
Is neat.
Okay, we do have some questions in the channel that we'll address. Craftish from the Antonio Bale server asks, given the complete and utter chaos of crafting as it exists currently in DOV, can we expect to see additional chaos in the future or a move backward toward traditional trade skill class-specific recipes?
Well, that's a little difficult to answer because I don't quite understand what the questioner means by chaos. But I'm sure we're going to have a mix. I know with trade skill apprentices, there will be some recipes specific to archetypes, and I know we've got more trade skill content planned in the future, but I can't really talk about that in detail right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think what they mean by chaos, I mean, is you're never quite sure who can make what, because it's all, a lot of recipes were well, like anybody can and polish stones and stuff. I think maybe that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, the shard of magic.
Oh, so
those,
like the dropped components.
The component that can create more than one item depending on which crafter has that item. I think that's what they might be talking about. I've only seen that a few times. I've seen people looking in the crafting channel for people who can make something out of one of these shards, and they want a specific item, so they have to find a crafter who can craft that specific item out of that thing for them. Does that make any sense?
I think so. I don't know if that's new. I mean, we started doing that in Unarch, which was the first expansion I worked on with the chromatic shards that dropped. And we varied it a little bit. I mean, the token recipes that started with, I think it was the Moors of Yakesha tokens, they could be crafted by all crafters, and we've tended to do that with the token recipes as well. One reason that we sometimes don't limit it to class-specific is that if you're an adventurer and you get one of these dropped components and you want to get something made out of it, it's kind of frustrating to have to try and track down that one guy you know, who can make it for you. Whereas if we allow every crafting class to make these recipes, then not only does everyone get the benefit of being able to make them, but it's much less frustrating for an adventurer, especially who might be on a lower population server or playing in a different hour of the day when there's fewer people around, to try and like find that one armorer. So that's why in many of the recipes that involve dropped components or tokens, we've moved towards a more everyone can make it approach. But we realize that, you know, it's good still to have individual recipes that make your class special. So we add those two, and it's difficult to find a balance between them both, but I think we'll probably continue to see a mix of both and just try and find that balance where you still have unique stuff, but on the other hand, you can make more cool stuff and people aren't frustrated trying to get their one item made that they want.
I think the frustration it comes from, because I've only seen a couple of these items, is one item, you go to inspect it, and it shows you like a window full of items that this one item can make, but you've got to find the right crafter to craft that bow or that sword that's listed out of this huge list of items. That might be the chaos that they're talking about. Because a lot of them don't know. I mean, they go to the crafting channel and they go, I want the sword out of this, you know, and, well, you need to find a weaponsmith or something like that.
Right, right. Yeah, we could probably improve the UI so it's a little easier to find. But, I mean, as you mentioned, the crafting channel is usually really helpful as well.
Yeah, I've been in it a lot lately.
Okay. Let's see here. Of course, I want to get to the questions that the audience is asking before ours, because we don't count. Well, we do, but... Okay, question for Domino from Corel from the Freeport EQ2X server. Which adventure class do you like to play the most?
I have two level 90s that I currently prefer. I've got a few others that I'm working on the side, but my two main level 90s that I play the most are my wizard, mm-hmm. who's one of my oldest characters. In fact, she was my first character to reach the max level cap. And she's an ogre. And my dirge, who's a Rotonga. And I like the dirge so much that I have two dirges. I originally, when I lived in Australia, played on Nagafen, which had a very high Australian population, and I leveled up a dirge to max level, which was then 70 there. Then when I was hired by SOE, I could no longer really play with my Australian guild because of the time zone differences, so I started a brand new dirge on Antonia Bill, and then I leveled that one up to the max cap, and she's now 90, so I really like dirges.
Nice. All right, so dirges and wizards.
Yep, I just like blowing up stuff, too. So.
Well, there is something to be said for, you know, blowing crap up.
It's a good combination, you know, the dirge. Everyone wants the dirge for a group, and it's great for a group, but sometimes it's just very satisfactory to go and nuke something, which the dirge can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Got a couple questions in the channel.
Oh, yes, I am reading the channel. Let's see. Alluvial from the Tony Vale server asks, where does the name Domino come from?
Well, I kind of regret picking that name sometimes, but before I worked for SOE, I was in IT, and I was a certified Lotus professional, which is the Lotus Notes development system, I guess. And the Lotus Notes email servers and database servers are called Domino servers.
Ah.
So I came over, and on fairly short notice, I was like, I needed to pick a dev name. It was sort of my first day there. I was like, all right, create your accounts, and now what's your dev name? Because we need to post right now that you've been hired, and we want to post on the forum. So like, I don't know. I didn't have time to think about this. And I didn't want to use my play characters' names because I might want some privacy when I was playing. And I didn't want to use the name that I'd used as a guide or the name that I'd used as a volunteer forum moderator, which pretty much used up all of the common names I would have picked.
Right.
So then I thought, I was just wildly searching my brain. What can I pick? I work on Lotus Domino servers. I'm a certified Lotus professional. Maybe Lotus. Lotus is a nice name. It's a flower. But we had an artist, Chad Haley, who actually was already using Lotus, so I thought, Domino? So Domino it was, for the email server. Yes, very glamorous.
It's very similar to the story that Delmon gives for his character name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when creating his character, he just looked at his Dell monitor.
Oh, right.
and Delmon was born.
It works. It works.
Kicking and screaming.
All right, let's see. Well,
there's another one in there by Craftyish, and Clorny has a question, too.
Yep, I'm actually reading down the list here. Alluvial actually has another one. One that I would actually like to see an answer to, or hear an answer, that is, or see it eventually. Will we ever see external housing, like in Vanguard?
Well, I try and not answer will we ever questions, because no one can predict the future. Okay, there are no current plans for that.
No current plans.
But I hate to say never, or ever.
All right. Fair enough.
But it would require a lot of code change and a lot of artwork, and it would be a fairly fundamental change to the way housing works, so it wouldn't be a quick thing if it ever happened.
I mean, I would personally, and I've been saying this for weeks now, I would personally love to see some sort of housing, something like the in North Freeport, the Iron Forge Estate, where they have an outside yard, a courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. The courtyard with a fountain, you know, just, hell, take that one area of North Freeport, now that it's not really being used, you know, it used to be able to use it for crafting in the back. It's not being used anymore. I think that would be a great area to create, you know, some prestige housing. It's like, you know, you go in there, you click on the fountain or something like that, and you enter the house, and boom, there you go, and you have your courtyard already made, you know?
Well, we certainly do plan to have more prestige housing that has outdoor areas, but I was assuming for the question, from the question, they meant actually, like, placed out visibly
right,
in the world
right.
where every house is unique, like in Star Wars Galaxies, and that would be a lot more work. But definitely we're going to have a lot more prestige housing that has, you know, grassy areas, outdoor areas. We're going to do that island. We've got another island coming, so yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, there's a teaser.
Nice. Okay, let's see here. Going down the list. Da-da-da-da-da. Troglobite from the ButcherBox server asks, will EverQuest 2 ever see the return to the return of the casting movement, such as casting movement in Vanguard? I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not sure what that means either, I'm afraid.
Casting movement.
You do already move your arms around when you're casting.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the question is. Perhaps if Troglobite can be more specific on that. I'll move on to another question for now, though. Clorny. From the Oasis server asks, will there ever be a way to get a rare drop item through the Overland Trade Skill public quest? Similar to the adventure ones.
From the Overland Trade Skill public quest. There is no Overland Trade Skill public quest. I'm not sure what she's referring to.
Well, she could be referring to, will there ever be a Trade Skill Overland public quest?
Will there ever be a trade? I can't predict the future, and I'm no longer the Trade Skill dev. I can tell you I'm not going to make one. At least I'm not currently planning on it, because I'm not doing Trade Skills anymore.
Right.
There ever will be? I don't know. It would be cool, but...
Okay, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
So for future reference during the show, the will there ever be questions...
can only be answered with maybe.
Yeah. So it'll be
fortune teller.
Maybe across the board on that one. All right, let's see.
I don't want to not answer. I can't predict the future.
Yeah. Let's see. Will we ever see a shipwright trade skill? What is a shipwright trade skill? Oh, building ships. I think that would be interesting. Being able to build a ship and maybe even have a ship as like a guild house. That way you can be pirates.
We got
that
the flying house.
Cool.
Well, the flying house, you're not really a pirate. I mean, I think it would be awesome to have a ship that your guild can get together and, like, construct or something like that. And there you go. You're freaking pirates. I think that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But
again, I don't know for sure. I can tell you there aren't any current plans.
But you can take notes.
I can take notes.
Take notes. This is what Gentle's audience wants.
Now, Craftyish had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, to put it nicely, they feel that armorers, provisioners, and jewelers are getting the short ends of the sticks.
That's an interesting combination of classes.
Weaponsmiths, armorers, and jewelers. Does anybody ever really want anything from these people anymore? And crafters are they're the only ones that can make large quantities for themselves? I know, I don't have a provisioner that high.
Well, I have a 90 provisioner, and I use her food and drink all the time, and I... have a level 90 jeweler, and I really like making all my dirges out of wreaths, or experts, I guess they're called now, pardon me. So I think it's very situational. With some of these classes, they kind of go in cycles, especially the scholars, so the jeweler, the sage, and the alchemist. When there's a level cap raise, my god, everybody wants them. But when there's not a level cap raise, they have a little less work, and it kind of balances out in the long term, but shorter term, they definitely seem more of a cycle than something like a carpenter who's got probably a fairly low but steady demand all around. I mean, because of the way our classes were originally created, they're never going to be exactly the same, any two classes. We definitely do work very hard to make sure that all of them have desirable stuff, and we try and make them balanced so that, you know, no one is unequal, but equal is a kind of a difficult term. It'll always be situational, and they'll never be identical due to the way they're set up.
I've got a couple of friends who are provisioners. I use them all the time. And I'm sure every time a new house comes out, the carpenters get bombarded with stuff they need to make.
Oh, yeah.
But I can say weaponsmiths and armorsmiths, I don't think I've ever bought anything from them on the marketplace or anything like that. It's just the stuff that drops in dungeons and through quest lines are just so much better.
A lot of people tend to go to them if they're leveling up alts, because Mastercraft is a great quick way that you don't have to go hunting dungeons. But I mean, it's definitely a challenge, and it's something that we're constantly looking at.
Alright, let's see here. Da-da-da-da. What have we got here? I'm looking for stuff here. Is there a way to make the Harvest Depot accessible everywhere? And that's from Lara on the Antonia Vale server. Like a portable harvesting depot.
Right, right. Well, is there a way? The answer is usually yes. The question, this may be the associate producer and me talking now, but the question comes down to, is it worth the amount of effort that it takes? In that case, yes, technically there's a way, but it would be quite a lot of work, which we have not currently planned to invest. In a game, most things are technically possible. Some of them take so ridiculously long or would have such a low payoff that we may not decide to prioritize them.
Yeah. I know one thing I would love to see portable, and I've been saying this for years, I miss my fletching kit from EQ1. And from a realistic standpoint, you know, realistic meaning what the kit actually is, it is one of the few items in trade skilling that actually could be portable. I mean, I can't see someone carrying around a forge or a...
But they do. I mean, they're the tinkered items that give you all of those items portable.
Well, yeah, but I just mean, like, you know, just standard and not something you have to buy.
Well, you don't have to buy it if you're a tinkerer.
Very true.
And anyone can be a tinkerer.
Mm-hmm. I'm a tinkerer.
Okay, Crafty-ish. Crafty-ish from the Antonia Vale server has a comment. I'm not sure if you can... well, you can give your opinion on this, but... Domino, there was a lot of happiness and joy at Fanfare when it was announced that Freeport would be a flying mount enabled. And per the announcement, it's not happening. Many of us are very frustrated. So that's her comment. Or his or her, I'm not sure which one.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what the question is in there.
I don't think there is a question, it's just a comment.
All right, well, sorry that it was miscommunicated at Fanfare. It's unfortunate, but no, it will not be a flying zone.
You're right.
Troglobyte has an answer. Casting movement is casting while moving.
Oh.
I know some spells have been converted, so you can actually cast them while moving, but I don't know the exact details of it. That's really a Zelgad thing. So I don't think that I can answer in the authoritative way on that.
And how would you interrupt your spell if you started casting it by accident?
You can jump.
Yes, but I'm saying if they make it so you can cast while you're moving.
Right. Well, a lot of spells, I believe, you can already now cast by moving. Like a lot of buffs that you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago,
Majority.
I remember
the
you couldn't.
Cast.
Now you can actually buff while moving.
Yeah.
And you can still interrupt those by jumping, even though if you're walking, it doesn't interrupt them. At least that's my recollection.
All right. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
since I'm mostly playing a dirge, it hasn't necessarily applied to the dirge because scout's always good. But from the wizard, I think that's what I remember.
All right. Let's see here.
He asked a question after.
Hmm?
Crafty asked a question after. That other one.
Wondering if there were any plans to make Majdul a flying city, flying enabled city.
No current plans I'm aware of. The art team has been super busy making Freeport look awesome. But, I mean, we're constantly looking at updating new zones, and now we have flying mounts. We do want to make sure people can enjoy them in as many zones as possible, so maybe. It's going to depend on what time. I mean, we're looking at revamping Kinos next, so that's probably going to be the next main priority of the art team.
Yeah, I guess they got to fix it so you don't go flying into things and places that you shouldn't go.
Now,
and a lot of these older zones, they didn't bother putting all the roofs on because no one could see them, so it does take a lot of work to go through and make sure like there's a roof on everything.
Now, I'm honestly not sure if this is under the NDA. You can have no comment if you want. But I can say I do know what Drongkar is talking about. Drongkar mentions that some urban renewal bureaucrat thought no one was living in the Bloodhaze Inn in Freeport and has removed it. So, could we have a replacement inn over by the bank in West Freeport? So, I'm not sure if that part is actually still under NDA or not, so I'll leave that up to you.
Well, I'll just sort of generally say that when Lucan has returned to Freeport and is getting his things in order, as it were, there are a lot of changes he's making, and not everyone is necessarily going to be happy with the Overlord's choices.
All right.
You can argue it with him if you like.
I will. I'll go up to Lucan and slap him across the face and call him a wiggly little worm.
Ultimately, it is his city.
And then he will throw me in the execution pit.
Yeah, speaking of Lucan Delir.
Yes.
Don't forget that we're running a contest on Lucan Delir statues. Show us what your most creative use of the Lucan statue is.
I think I had a post on that on the Kithacore.org, didn't I?
From the anniversary gift.
I'm looking forward to seeing some of the screenshots of that. That should be fun.
Oh,
I have
yes.
a bunch of my house all lined up like a fence.
So yeah, if you go to Kithacore.org, we do have a post there titled Contest Lucan Statue Fun. And let's see, did we actually announce a
Did they ever
prize
restrict
on that?
The amount of Lucan statues you can get per character?
We have not, but people are doing some fairly absurd things, so if we do this in the future, we may restrict it next time.
But we want to see your screenshots of the absurd things that you are doing with your Lucan statues. Are you building a fence? Are you making the Leaning Tower of Lucan? We want to know about it. You can go to Kithacore.org. You can reply to the post. You can upload an image.
Oh my God. I have this image in my head all of a sudden of the Eiffel Tower made of Lucan statues.
Oh God.
On the islands. One of the islands. I bet you out there somebody is building one right now.
That is entirely possible, and we want to see it. So go to Kithacore.org, see the contest for Fun with Lucan, and you can win a prize if you have the most creative use of the Lucan statues. I'm sure I'm going to
get... There's something a bit disrespectful about that. Fun with Lucan, it just doesn't sound right.
Fun with Lucan Delair.
Don't know if the Overlord would approve.
Well, what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
I don't know if you guys are Terry Pratchett readers. Terry Pratchett is an English fantasy author who writes the Discworld series.
No,
but
sorry.
His books, one of the main cities is Ankh Morpork, and Ankh Morpork is ruled by the patrician. And one of the things that he often says in his books is the patrician works under the system of one man, one vote. The patrician is the man, and he has the vote. And
there
that's kind of how I think about Lucan, too.
Yep, I can see that. Yep, definitely. Okay, let's see here. Admiral on the Crushbone server would like to know, will we ever be able let's put it this way. Are there any plans to allow us to mentor in trade skills like we do in adventuring?
Not that I know of at the moment. I mean, you mentor in adventuring so that you can do group content with, you know, lower level friends. But in trade skilling, this doesn't really apply because it's kind of a solo thing. So I don't quite know what you'd necessarily gain if you mentored.
I think
it's not something we've prioritized anyway.
I think someone's trying to get a little more experience out of that rusty brass sword. Yeah.
What about when they go in and do the crafting instances?
Well, then you'd be disadvantaged if you mentored, because it's much easier to do it at a higher level, so I'm not, again, quite sure why you'd want to.
Alright. Okay, let's see here. Scroll back down here.
Probably maybe so you could, if you're level 90, and you go in, if you're level 90 and you've got a friend who's level 60, I've never done it with anybody else that was not level 90. Would that cause a problem?
Nope,
or could
no
they,
problem
could
at all.
They do it too?
They can do it too.
Okay. Didn't know.
Droncar from the Antonia Bill server makes the comment, game-wise, I would like to see swimmable and sailable oceans that you can take your own ship out in. Of course, that goes right back to what we were talking about, constructing your own ship and using it as a guild hall type of thing. Just something for the notes. And it would be great to wage battles with cannons that shoot fireworks.
They want us to become Pirates of the Burning Sea.
Apparently.
Well, I gave them cannons that shoot squids. I mean, isn't that pretty cool?
We have cannons that shoot squid?
Yeah.
All right, then. See, I'm not a tinkerer, see?
I am. I can shoot squids.
See? There's the tinkered turkey cannon, too.
Oh, yeah, that's lots of fun.
And that should be popular this month.
Yeah, maybe I should tinker some up for the broker.
Speaking of shooting stuff out of other things, there was one thing that I completely forgot to do for Halloween, and that was to fire off the Scarecrow Appalt.
Yeah, I know you forgot about that.
So let's go ahead and fire off the Scarecrow Appalt just for the. There we go.
Gotta get rid of this.
What's that?
That was disturbing.
Wasn't it, though? Let's fire it again a little bit louder so Domino can hear it on this end. Let's see.
Don't point that thing at me. Ow!
Ow! There we go. I also have a Tonka Pult, which is always fun.
What?
You remember that? We fired Mask from it, remember?
Oh, yeah, well, that was different.
Okay, well, let's get to some of our questions here. Okay, I already covered that one. If there is one thing that you wish you could change about EQ2, no matter what it could be, what would it be?
Wow.
And since you are the associate producer, you might be able to do it.
Wow, that is a very broad question. That's kind of tough. I think I would, assuming I could do anything and there were no restrictions and anything was possible, I'd like to just consolidate our character skeletons so that it was much faster and easier to make new armor. Because right now, with Zoga models and the regular models and all our ridiculous number of races and genders, it's just... It takes such a long time to make a new armor model. I'd love for it to be, you know, much easier so we could make really cool stuff much faster.
Yeah. So you would replace our bones.
Yeah, yeah.
Bone replacement.
Something well, like I can imagine, you know, you're designing, or whoever designs, I'm sure Nobrin has something to do with some of that, at least the artwork-wise, but you're creating this wonderful suit of armor. It looks fantastic. Oh my god, a Rotunga's backward legs is not going to fit in this.
Yep, and like Sarnax always cause problems, and Froglocks have weird feet that stick out of their shoes.
True.
It just takes so much. It's just incredible to me how much time it takes. But
at the same time, I think that's one of our most unique aspects of EQ2.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I think that we could make that a lot more efficient without changing the fact they still look different. But that would take a lot of work behind the scenes. So I think that would be right up there on my list anyway.
All right. Droncar from the Antonia Bell server comments that they'd like to see more illusions for coercers. Let's see. He misses the variety they had in EQ1. Also for things like the Night of the Dead illusions. And, yeah. More illusions.
That sounds really familiar to me. I think I was gilded with Droncar in EQ1, like, a lifetime ago.
That's entirely possible. I don't know.
Huh. But yeah, we're always adding new illusions in different places. I don't know if there's anything specific he's after, but I think there's actually quite a few.
Or maybe even the possibility of keeping your illusion while you're on a mount.
Oh, what was that thing that we got for Night of the Dead? Was it something I got from Night of the Dead?
I don't know. There were a lot.
Oh, the frog.
The undead frog.
No, the frog.
The tricky toad?
Yes. If you lick him or whatever and you get the illusion.
Not lick him.
Oh, well, what else are you supposed to do with frogs? You lick him. For strange
him.
Illusions, okay?
I didn't even think of that when I made it.
Anyway, I was on my horse and I was an emerald bat. So the illusions from the frog do not go away when you get on a mount. At least the emerald bat didn't.
Really? That's a bug.
Oh, yeah, it was really funny.
All right, that's
I'm
going on the notebook.
Dragging my horse underneath me, who's running. It was great.
Okay, going on my notes list. Should fix that.
Oh, it was fun.
Nice.
So yeah, at least well, before she fixes it, go lick your bat. Go lick your frog.
Lick your toad. I'll lick your frog.
You do when you get illusions from a frog. Okay.
Lara says, don't fix it. She likes it.
I would just like to say that if you were to come up to me next fanfare and hand me a frog, my first impulse would not be to lick it.
Even if it's a chocolate frog?
Ew.
Yes.
Oh.
People are asking about a house rating question. I'm scrolling up. I'm trying to find...
House rating.
Rating.
Rate your house. No, rating. It's rating. Rating. Okay, sorry.
I'm scrolling around. I'm trying to find the questions. Not finding one about house rating. Perhaps I missed it somewhere. House rating. Perhaps you could re-ask the question. Oh, it was probably on the forums. Let me go to the forums. Hold on a second.
Oh, God.
See, that's why I gave the link to kithacore.org for asking questions. I'd have them all in one place. Let's see here. EQ2 forums.
Maybe we should have house raiding, you know? We're going to raid somebody's house.
You know, I would actually like to see that for guild halls. But but then that goes along the lines where I would really like to see... guild raids back. Let's see here. According to Grace...
Not guild raids, but guild wars.
Yeah, guild wars. I'm sorry. According to Gracie on the forums, is anything going to be done about the housing leaderboard star system? To be more exact, people are required to visit a house more than once to keep the votes current. But most people don't know this is a requirement.
I also did not know this was a requirement. I cannot answer this question.
I think if you vote on a house, and I think your vote is only good for 24 or 48 hours. I don't remember.
Oh, right. There is a time period. Otherwise, if we never, I guess, expired the votes, then the first people who published houses would basically never... fall off the list. No one could ever catch up who published the house more recently. So there is a time period.
Ah, I see. Okay, so that's why there is a 24-hour time period on that. So, like, the first person that has to have their house voted on has the same amount of has the same chance for votes as someone who just did it today.
Right. I mean, imagine if it's been out for a year, the house rating system. Someone who published your house on day one, who has like 5,000 votes. You know, if you publish your house a year later, you'd never catch up to that. You just couldn't.
Very true.
So we've got at some point to roll it over. Now, whether that time period is too short. I don't know. That might be something that we need to tweak. And certainly the house ratings is something that Hrothgar is still actively looking at least when he's not working on the expansion. It is. Mm-hmm. So we may still see some changes in the future, but I don't specifically know if that's on his list.
All right.
So if your votes start to... You lose votes, right, after a certain period of time, or...?
I believe they start falling off, yeah.
Yeah, then that gives a good reason for you to do a little tweaking and republish your house.
Sure.
All right, let's see here. Well, I'm not sure that's a good idea. Troglobite from the Bushablog server wants to know if there's ever been any discussion on making website links clickable from chat channels. I don't think that's a good idea. That's just going to promote spamming.
I think that may have been one of the concerns, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. On the forums as well, the question has been asked, is the star rating system going to apply to the Do Your Own Dungeons?
I don't think I can talk about that yet.
Okay, not talking about that yet. No problem. Talk about it, come on.
Certainly they will share some elements, but I don't, I can't get into the details yet.
Break the NDA. Break the NDA.
And stop it.
Bad influence.
No cookies for you.
No. I would not want you to jeopardize your job just so someone gets a little inside information too fast.
Jeez.
No problem. All right. Let's see
here.
I'll
beat him later for you.
Look, you've got the cojones. Come on, bring it on!
I'll just take your juju bees or juju beanies away.
You mean my juju fruits?
Yes.
I don't like juju bees. Oh my god, those things are horrible.
We got a box of something out there. I'll hide it.
Let's see here. There is also a suggestion on the forums about the leaderboard system, perhaps instead of a star rating system, a like system. So bring it to like Facebook thing, yeah? Mm. I like this, click.
I know that a few people have posted that on the forums, and I know that Hrothgar is aware of it. He's definitely been actively reading those posts. I mean, like I said, right now he's very focused on our expansion features, but I'm sure we're going to see ongoing tweaks of the house rating system. I don't know if that specifically will be included, but it's definitely a feature we're very excited by, and we want to make it work for people.
And contrary to what some naysayers have to say, I know the dev team and all the folks at Sony do pay attention to the forums. And it's just sometimes, I'm sorry to say, when they will give an answer, and sometimes the answer is no. So by all means, if you have questions, answers, solutions, comments, ideas, post them on the forums. I know we've made several suggestions on the show here, and a couple of weeks later, boom, there it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you do pay attention to the community. I never want anyone to think you guys don't pay attention to the community, because you do. And it's painfully obvious that the EverQuest 2 team listens to their community a hell of a lot more than the World of Warcraft team.
Well, I can't talk about that team, but definitely we listen, we read, and
well, I can.
Sometimes we're just thinking in parallel. I mean, a lot of times I'll be listening to your podcast and I'll hear you guys saying, you know, some suggestion, and I know it's already in the works because we're both thinking the same thing.
I know, that's happened a couple of times.
Because we play as well, you know, if it's bugging you, it's probably bugging us, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times where I've mentioned something on the show. Hey, what about if you guys did this? And you've sent me an email. It's like, how'd you know? Jethel goes psychic once more. All right, let's see here. Okay, back to some of our questions now. Da, 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 da. All right, so you've already covered that one and that one. Okay. If you could choose the next playable race, would you prefer Panda or Othmir?
You know, to be honest, I wouldn't play either. I'd like to play an octopus.
An octopus?
I know, I'm a little strange.
That is weird. How would you get on land?
I could crawl. Octopuses are very smart. They think octopuses are equivalent to chimps in intelligence, and we're sort of where our understanding of octopuses is today is like where our understanding of chimps was like 30 years ago. Mm. They're smart.
Cthulhu race.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd be, you know, just hobbling on your...
Anyone have any water, please? Little dry here. Never should have surfaced in the common lands.
It's all desert.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Okay.
We used to have land sharks at launch. I mean, that was awesome.
That was awesome. I remember that.
We had land sharks. We had trout sharks. Uh-huh. We had all sorts of fish on land.
Okay. Okay. Now, Domino is a halfling, so we have to know, cake or pie?
Both? I don't understand the question.
Yes, please?
Both. Yes, thank you.
Pie cake.
Pie cake. There we go.
Somebody ought to make a pie cake.
They do. They make cakes that have, you know, cherry filling and stuff like that. So that's a pie cake as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of people really want to know, are you responsible for the creation of Quo on the island of Mara?
Little, technically, no.
Little bastard kid that everyone wants to hang.
I'm going to claim innocence on a technicality. So the actual Quo Algren was created, I believe, by Tracy Seamster Owlcheck long before I was hired.
Owlcheck did it?
However, he was just what we call flavor. He was just like atmosphere. He didn't actually do anything. He had the quest. I added his quest. But he existed before me.
Domino is responsible for the quest.
Yes, I am.
Get her!
I would like to know why they put the boy in the water. Is he bird fish?
That was owl chick. I don't know.
Easier to drown?
Maybe. I was just looking around. I thought, okay, well, we need a quest giver in here. Oh, he looks like he might be interested in, like, fishing and stuff. He's swimming. I'll use him.
He never gets out of the water. He's going to turn
well,
into
he
a
does
prune.
Now.
No, he's probably a little prune
he
now.
Does now. Once you're done with the quest, he shows up in the stable next to his mother. You know, when you start doing the quest for the pack mule. Or the pack camel.
He doesn't stay there. He goes back into the pond.
Well, just makes him easier to drown.
Yeah, but if he's in there all the time, how do you know he doesn't have gills and fins and webbed feet by now?
Mutant, get him! Well, this makes people want to get him even more.
But he did get out and get into the marketplace.
But you know what? There is talk in the in the channel here.
And speaking of those guys, go ahead, do your channel. But I got something to say about Quo and Nathan.
What, the fact that you don't want to stay in your cage?
Nathan does not want to stay in my cage. At all.
Would you?
Well, Quo's in his little cage.
Quo's an obedient little boy, and he knows how to get a whipping.
I've changed the cage twice, and Nathan always insists on standing on top of it.
Well, that just proves he's as annoying as we all think he is.
Can't catch me.
I'm just expecting him to show up randomly and go, just to annoy the hell out of people. Anyway, there is actually some talk in the channel here about making a Cthulian race. You know, like the, what do they call the Amagalians?
Amygdalan, I think.
Amygdalan, something like that.
I think
The Servants of Thule.
Uh-huh.
That would be cool. An underground underwater civilization.
Oh, that'd be pretty neat.
That would be cool. Team Cthulhu.
Sounds fishy
actually,
to me.
Actually, nobody ever pronounces Cthulhu's name correctly. They always say Cthulhu. According to H.P. Lovecraft, he's actually pronounced more like a cough. So it's Kulu.
Well, no wonder nobody can say
it. So it's Kulu. Something like that. But that is the correct pronunciation, according to Cthulhu.
But if you're saying it wrong...
Well, I say Cthulhu because everyone else says Cthulhu.
But I know it is really Kulu.
Okay, moving on. Questions. See, we already covered Quo, Cake or Pie. What was your first RPG game?
As in, like, tabletop, desktop, pen and paper? Probably D&D.
Well, I think everyone does D&D first. What about your first MMO?
EverQuest 1, I guess, unless you count, like, little online games. But yeah, I guess EverQuest 1.
Yeah, mine too. Mine was EverQuest 1.
Started playing in 2000, so it was just about the time Funark came out.
Nice. Same with me. Okay, let's see here. I already did that.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Domino, do you have any idea why all my pets do suicide jumps off my island?
No.
Oh, the Tamora's floating island thing?
Yeah.
For some reason, all of her pets take a flying leap and leave the main island.
Yeah, they head north off the island to someplace. I've got the coordinates that are, like, way out there somewhere.
Hmm. Is this house pets or, like, conjurer
house pets?
I don't know. They shouldn't.
They are.
So.
Oh, I'm watching all my little wisps roll off my island right now.
I remember we saw this in a bug report a while back, and I know that one of our coders was trying to figure it out, but we weren't sure from the bug report. They just said pets. We weren't sure if it was just like a necro pet or if it meant house pet, and they were having trouble reproduce it, so. I'll pass that along.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come watch them come off my island.
When we make a house...
Huh?
Sorry, I was going to say, when we make a house, one of the things that we do is we define an area. Like, we basically outline it by drawing a line of where house pets can walk. So they shouldn't be walking anywhere outside that, which is basically a circle for the island that we drew. So why they would be, I don't know. Yeah, we might be able to track it down after the expansion launches. Sure.
No problem. I'll get the coordinates where they end up at. I have the coordinates of where they end up. I'll unpublish my house and go put a transporter out there and go take a look and see where in the heck they're going.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, they're all in place when I come in, where I put them down to start. Mm-hmm. But they all start migrating across the island to this one spot out there.
Well, you did say you have Quo. I mean, are you sure he's not, like, pestering them? He could just be running away from Quo.
No, he's in a cage.
Yeah, they got Quo. Okay. Well, Nathan, then.
Nathan refuses to stay in the...
I'll make a cage and put his little butt in it. If you know, the wooden cage I've got's not going to hold him, he'll be behind bars, trust me.
You know, you got your little house pets there, and they're wandering around. Oh, this is a really nice... Oh, God, it's Nathan. I'm out of here. And then they take off. I think that's what it is. Makes sense to me. I leave when I see Nathan. Oh, frig me.
But yeah, I'll send in a detailed bug report as house pets all migrating off island to location such and such.
Sure. Yeah, like the name of the house pet makes it easy for QA to immediately say, oh, okay, well, we'll...
You know, all of them.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm... Yeah, honey, if you go ahead and just put a portal out there, they can see exactly where they're all going.
That too.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take a music break. When we come back, we will be playing Kiting Elquin, 10 Questions to Fame and Glory.
And you get to help me.
Okay, I will allow Emily to help you on the questions.
No.
Okay, so we're going to be back in like 10 minutes. Enjoy some music. We do have a brand new song. Brand new song for those of you who like having lots and lots of alts. I made a new song called I Love Alts.
Woohoo!
And it's based on, Like a Love Song by Justin Bieber's girlfriend. What the hell's her name? Crap.
He's old enough to have a girlfriend? Wow, that's scary.
Are you kidding me? The rumors are right now we got a girl knocked up.
That's really scary.
But he's 17, so, yeah. Crap, what is her name? Can't think of it now. Anyway, Love You Like a Love Song, translated into I Love My Alts.
Oh, I just don't know who I'll be, what I'll do, or just where I go. Just so many classes to learn, and so I'll keep giving. Maybe rogue or a ranger or some foe.
Okay, we have returned. We are here with Emily Domino Taylor, associate producer of EverQuest 2 for Sony Online Entertainment. Hello, Domino.
Hello.
And, of course, as always, we're here with Elquin Jenna.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I'm doing just fine myself. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Walken is with us. Hi. I really enjoy your show. It's funny.
It's really good.
Thank you. I've been. It helps that I'm actually from the East Coast, so I can do the accent. Okay, well, in a few minutes here, we are going to be going to Kiting Elquin, the 10 questions of doom. But right now, we have some birthdays to announce. We have birthdays. Senior Guide Tiddly. Their birthday is this week. Robin Valley, Community Manager, Sony Online Entertainment. They're with Star Wars Galaxies, aren't they? Or Star Wars something or other.
Robin, she deals with a bunch of games. She handles the guide program for EQ2, for one thing.
Ah, there we go.
She's awesome. And she does a lot of the podcasts as well.
Excellent. You see, I know nothing. I know she's behind the scenes at the podcast. She does all the sound and whatnot.
Yep, I believe she is doing an apprenticeship on Star Wars Galaxies too, though. But she helps with everything.
Excellent. Well, I don't know. I get this list from Facebook, and it says Community Manager for Sony Online Entertainment, and then her her picture is her with the lightsaber, so I assumed. let's see. Eshia Mousehold from the Antonia Bell server. Their birthday is this week. And owner of online gaming radio, Leone Art. Their birthday is this week, yes. So for those lovely people, here are the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, happy birthday, you guys. Alright, so we all know how to play Kiting Elquin. I've got 10 questions to ask Elquin. If he gets 5 right, the 5th person to send me a tell will win a prize from the Sony Online swag box. And I want to thank Domino and Ashlane and all those lovely people who have put the box together for me. I think it's mostly Ashlane, but Domino's with us, so I'm going to say thank you to Domino.
I can take no credit at all.
Well, okay, you're representing Sony Online Entertainment right now, so thank you very much. And you can just give Ashlane a hug for me.
She is awesome.
She is. She's great. I've been trying to get her on the show, but can never seem to get her on. She's shy.
She's very busy as well.
Very true, very true. Elquin, are you prepared?
As I'm ever going to be.
Alrighty, here comes Kiting Elquin!
Hold on tight! You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
All right, so we got 10 questions. And this week we are going to allow Domino to help out Elquin. So let's say if they get 5 questions correct, the 5th person to send me a tell will receive an item from the swag box.
What?
Hmm?
There's only 5 questions?
No, I said if you get 5 questions correct, the 5th person to send me a tell will receive a prize from the box. We have a subject for tonight's questions. Every question will be about something big.
Something big.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready, Domino?
Yeah, but as a halfling, I don't know much about big things.
No, that's very true. But
big pies.
Now, a lot of these I know you're going to get, Elkman. Some of them probably not. Some of them 50-50. So I tried to mix it up easy, medium, and hard. So let's see what we can do here. Here we go. What is the largest reoccurring character on The Muppet Show?
Sweetums?
Correct.
Yay!
Oh, damn it, I forgot to get a pencil. Hold on a second.
I love Sweetums. I'd like Sweetums to come live with me.
I had a troll in EC1 called Sweetums.
Sweetums is so cool. I love Sweetums. He's a big hairy troll, too.
I love Sweetums. Oh, come on, guys! You know, that kind of thing. Okay, next question. What is the largest continent in EverQuest 2?
Currently?
Currently. You can go to Domino for assistance.
Kunark?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
What is the largest nuclear bomb ever tested?
Largest... I have to name the nuclear bomb?
It has a name.
It has a name?
It has a name. You know, there was Fat Man, there was Little Boy.
Domino, you got any ideas?
I'm guessing this is not an in-game question?
No, no, these are not specifically game questions.
Gosh. I don't know.
Okay, gonna pass on that one?
Yes.
Okay. So we're gonna pass on that one. The largest storm ever recorded by man. Largest storm ever recorded by man.
I don't know, the Ice Age?
No, sorry.
I don't know. Did you know, Domino?
Do you know, Domino?
I'm afraid I'm no help at all.
Alrighty. Okay, you might get this one. What is the largest city on the earth?
Largest city?
Population-wise.
Population?
Yes.
Tokyo.
Very good. Moving on. What is the largest ocean?
Isn't it the Pacific?
Yes. Let's see. The largest state in the United States?
Texas?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, Texans will not be happy about that.
What is the largest tree?
Sequoia redwood?
Ah, correct. Well, actually, the sequoia and the redwood are two different trees, but... You said Sequoia first, so we'll give it to you. The richest person in the United States.
Bill Gates.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Still, yes.
I'm guessing on that one.
And number 10, who has the most followers on Twitter? I told you some of them were hard, some of them were medium.
Domino, any idea?
I guess Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Wow, good going, girl.
All right, so you got 6 correct. Let me, see here. Send a tell. Okay, so the 6th person to send me a tell will receive an item from the swag box. And while I'm waiting for those tells to come in, let's go over those questions and see what the correct answers were. All right, let's see. You got number 2 incorrect. The largest continent in EverQuest 2 is Velios.
By what map?
If you look at the map, it covers like the entire bottom of the map, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, let me look at the map. Maybe I was looking at an old map. Okay, no, I don't want to look at the Guild Hall. I want to look at NORAD. Let's see. Where's Velios?
I
would have you're right. America, I'm sorry.
Personally.
I'm sorry. I'm, you know, because people have started sending me a tell, I will still say number 6, but you're right, Kunark is. I looked at a map that wasn't labeled. I looked at a map that wasn't labeled, and I thought going across the bottom was Velios. Sorry.
I think you should take winner 6 and 7 for that. Keep
okay.
going.
All right, 6 and 7, and people keep sending me tells. We haven't gotten 7 yet. 6 and 7. Okay. Next one. Yeah, I am sorry about that. The map I looked at online wasn't labeled. I just assumed the white continent going across the bottom was Velios.
I was wrong.
Okay, the largest nuclear bomb ever tested was the Tsar bomb. Exploded by the Soviet Union, was 50 megatons. Let's
see here.
The largest storm ever recorded by man. Any guesses on that one still?
None.
Jupiter's red dot.
Oh.
Which, of course, is, you know, the dot itself is like 100 times the size of the Earth. Largest city.
I should ask him if he means, you know, on this world, or... But yeah, that is true.
That is very true. Okay, let's see. Largest city was Tokyo. Largest ocean was the Pacific. The largest state is Alaska, which is 3 times the size of Texas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, Alaskan people.
Yep. And you got the rest of them, so that was it. Yep, the largest sequoia, the largest tree in the world, is actually named General Sherman.
Yes, I've seen General Sherman.
And is a giant sequoia. But yeah, redwoods
Northern
are...
Northern California.
Yep. Redwoods are the tallest. Sequoias have the largest girth. You know, overall volume.
Well, if I remember right, where General Sherman is, there's a lot of redwoods there, too.
Yeah, probably. They're probably next. Lady Gaga has 15,809,000 followers.
Wow. Twitter,
which is like twice as much as the number two, when I can't remember who number two is. Let's see. And the largest reoccurring character on the Muppet Show, there were larger Muppets.
There was Snuffleupagus, but he was on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. So not on the Muppet Show. On the Muppet Show, there were also the Boss Men and another one I can't think of right off the top of my head that were 11 and 12 feet tall.
Don't even remember them.
But they were not reoccurring characters.
Sweetums was always around.
Yep, Sweetums was always around. There's also a large blue one. Thog, I think his name is.
Don't remember
him. He's going to be appearing in the new Muppet movie. But, again... not a reoccurring character. All right. So let's see who won. So I'm looking for number 6 and 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is Willow Bark on the Crush server. And number 7 is Amaril, whatever, on the Crushbone server. If you folks would send me a tell, I mean not a tell, send me an in-game message with your real address and with your real-life address. I will email an item for each of you from the swag box. It is a Sony Online Entertainment item. So congratulations to you guys. You can send that to me in-game, or you can send an email to demon@kithacore.org. Oh, Amaril is HUD. So go HUD. Our buddy HUD. And of course, Cheddarella won last week. I have to apologize to Cheddarella. I have not had a chance to send out that mug. I've just been forgetting. I'm sorry. I'll send it out tomorrow. I'll send all of them out tomorrow. Okay. So let's see. So we're still here with Domino? Are you still here, Dom?
I am. I dropped my connection briefly, but I am back.
She is back. Yes, she's back. Okay, I'm going to send in game mail to me. There we go. Now you should see Antonia_bail.jethel. That's who you want to send to. And I'll make sure those go out tomorrow. All three of them. And I see Domino is standing right in front of me inside the Legion of Kith Corps Guild Hall. Going to wave to Domino. We have the same mask.
Oh. I forgot I was wearing my mask. I was at the Festival of Discord, so I had to put on a disguise.
Well, you're a halfling. You're allowed to wear black masks.
Yes, well, I don't need one if I'm not at the Festival of Discord, but they don't really welcome halflings there.
Oh, you think a mask was going to hide the fact that you were a halfling?
Absolutely. I'm just a plump gnome otherwise with a mask on.
Nice. Actually, you know, Jethel wears his mask in honor of the, halfling guards, the deputies of Rivervale.
Right.
Because he grew up there.
Right. Well, he is the Legion of Kithagore. That's right next to Rivervale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see what other questions we have for Domino. Now I'm looking at Kithagore.org, at the questions posted there. Trista of the Antonia Vale server would like to know. Let's see. While watching the webcast the other day with you, Brass, and Smokejumper, you seemed quite settled and comfortable with your new position. Have you found that you miss being the much-beloved goddess of the EQ2 crafters community? Do you miss crafting?
Yes and no. I certainly enjoyed being a crafting developer, and I really loved it. But at the same time, I think it was time for change. Do anything too long and start getting a little stale, and crafting benefits from having new eyes and fresh opinions. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing now as well. I like learning new things.
Excellent. I'm glad you're enjoying your new position. So let's see here. Everyone seems to want to know, when is Jethel going to work for Sony?
Has Jethel applied? Last I heard, he wasn't applying.
Well, I did apply, but then Elquin told me that she didn't want to move to California, so that pretty much went bust. I had to withdraw.
Oh, blame it on me.
Well, I'm not going to move without you. Did you want me to move away from you?
No.
Well, all right then. All right, let's see here. Siamese had a long question here. Let me scan through this real quick. Looks like it's something to the effect of... looks like she's suggesting the possibility of unlocking more character slots for, as a veteran award. Say, like, you know, you've been here for 8 years, you've got all your character slots filled up. How about giving us a free character slot? That's, you know, suggestive. It's not a question.
I'll write it down as a suggestion. I mean, we only just came out with the last set of veteran rewards, so I don't think we've even thought about next, to be honest.
Right. Oh, come on,
make it
right.
We do.
Let's travel in time. Time travel. Damn it, it only took me back 5 seconds. Anyway.
Oh, God.
I know.
You need to work on that machine.
Celestrial, I don't know what server, asks the same question I've been asking for years. When are we getting new underwear? The Grunderwear is getting outdated and stinky. So the suggestion that we get rid of the Grunderwear... I've been saying for a long time, I see no problem, even with the PG-13 rating, I see no problem with the girls having a bikini of some kind. You know, I mean, Dark Elves in EQ1 started with red bikinis.
That's true. I was a Dark Elf in EQ1, and I had a red bikini.
Mm-hmm. Don't they still start out in bikinis over there?
Well, depends whether or not you have the updated models turned on.
Yeah, it's kind of a loincloth in the new model.
Yeah.
Well, I say new, and it was like...
Well,
8-9 years ago, but Luckland.
The Luckland models, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Sorry, just reading another long one here. Let's move on to a shorter one. Sorry, that was already asked. It's about mentoring trade skills. Any update? From this is from Asteria or Winky on the Antonia Bale server. Any update on when we will finally be able to re-roll the crafters classes?
I feel like this came up in the webcast, but maybe I'm misremembering. It's definitely still something that we want to do. It has just kind of been put on hold while we're focusing on getting the expansion out the door. But it hasn't fallen off our list, and I know Rothgar has it on his to-do list. So I will keep poking him. I'm sure everyone else will too.
Okay. Something also for your notes. Note about the perhaps adding a crafting version of the Free Blood Flying Bat quest.
I'll add that to my notes. I'd have to look into it to see the details.
All right, let's see here. And a suggestion for a misty tile for every color floor.
What?
Can we please have a misty tile for every color floor of stained glass tile and vice versa? I guess they want more colors for the misty tile.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason we couldn't do that. It's probably just something that we need to ask for and wait for the art guys to have some time. Can't promise it, but who knows? I know particularly Kate Deal, Nathan, is always adding new cool stuff for live events. That might be something that he might be able to ask for.
Yeah. And, yeah, Elquin is now standing in front of me. I see what she means about those eyes. They're bright. That mm-hmm. That is not like... the flaming eyes. Let me turn mine on. Yeah, that's not... You actually have, like, light bulbs in your eye sockets.
Well, if you look at me from the side view, you know, you can see... I mean... my head's gonna turn.
Yeah, I'm trying to look.
Let me...
Okay.
I'll watch Domino. You can see my bridge of my nose from the side. When you're looking straight on, then it looks like I have a pair of goggles on.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's better than the void illusion. I don't know if I still have that on me or if I've shoved it in the bank. I think I might have shoved it in the bank because I didn't particularly like the illusion because it sat like an inch away from my eyes. You can still see my eyes. It was like a black glowing globs in front of me.
Well, probably just a positioning error that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
But yeah, those
they're really glows.
Oh yeah, those are... I wonder if they're a light source.
I don't think they are.
Those are really bright.
If you... Do you know what they're based on? They're based on the Moors of Yakesha. There's actually those ogres called Thulosians, and they have eyes like that.
Ah.
Yeah.
And that was actually a player, I forget who now, but I think it might have been Krabuk, but I could be mistaken. Who actually suggested that as a... It would be just a cool veteran reward, and it seemed like a easy, fun thing we could do, so we added it.
It is. It is a fun thing.
It's pretty neat looking.
I like it. It does make me look different.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. These halflings look very scary.
Let's see here. Aaliyah from the Antonia Bill server wants to know about the possibility, of course, you know, possibilities again. When a scout betrays, instead of going to assassin, how about the choice of dirge?
Or vice versa. I don't know if we've got any firm plans to redo betrayal at the moment, but I really can't comment on the feature.
Okay. No comment.
No comment.
No
don't
comment.
Know. Cannot predict future.
Let's see.
That'd be changing quite a bit. I mean, from assassin, ranger to the bard classes. There's a troubadour and a dirge.
Yeah, right now you can only betray to, like, your paired opposite class.
Yeah.
Or you can just betray, like I did, I just betrayed over and I stayed a ranger.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Thraxalrius from the Antonia Bill server asked if I have a TARDIS. The answer is yes. If you go to my Tenebris Island in South Kinos, I do have a TARDIS set up.
And yeah. It's killer looking.
I saw the screenshots. It looks great.
And if you step in front of it, I actually did start creating the interior of the TARDIS.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, check that out. It's not the TARDIS officially. It's the far back weather machine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see here. More questions or topics? I give you a topic. if I go back to the right area. You know, Jethel, always prepared. Yeah. What is the favorite quest that you've written?
them for different reasons. I think the one I had most fun with was probably the advanced journeyman tasks where you keep accidentally poisoning that poor woman in sinking sand.
Oh, God. I just did that on and off.
Yeah. That's probably the one I've had actually the most comments on. It's how people
hilarious.
Feel so guilty about that woman. So I had a lot of fun with that.
Hilarious.
I was in a strange mood. But I really enjoyed the trade skill epic as well, and that was the first really big, like, major quest line I'd done. And then the Kul'Dane Prayer Shawl, that was pretty awesome too, because it's so much EQ1 history.
Yeah.
Difficult to pick between the three. I like them all, but for different reasons.
And each one is great. Absolutely great. If you've never done that one just because you've skipped over Sinking Sands or something, you honestly need to break down and go do that one in the Sinking Sands with that lady. And you get a cool book item for your house out of it, and it's just fun.
Poor Vanessa.
You know?
Tell you what, the best thing about that quest for me is that I looked on Wikia, you know, the fan-maintained wiki site for EverQuest 2 quest, and I happened to look up that quest, and someone in the write-up for the quest has actually written, "Be sure you read all the dialogue, it is hilarious."
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a joke that people tend to click through the dialogue and don't read, so to actually say someone, or see someone writing that, just really meant a lot. It's really nice to read that.
There's quite a few of us out there who do take the time to read the quests that we do. At least we'll read it once.
Uh-huh. I try to put little jokes in the dialogue, and I think that one was pretty fun.
And if you don't, if you're one of those people who just click through the dialogue just to get the stupid quest over, don't. Really, stop and read some of this stuff, because you are missing a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of quests I just absolutely love doing just because of the dialogue that I'm reading that's going on with the storyline.
Okay, Alluvial from the Antonia Bill server suggests that, do you think that no voice acting would encourage people just to click through?
I don't think so. At least I can really only speak for myself, but it's not the case for me. My problem with the voice acting is that I read so much faster than they speak that I would be eager to read what happens next, and I wouldn't want to wait for the voice. So,
but you know what you ought to do. But you know what you ought to do is have me be the voice actor. That way people go, "Oh, what did Jethel have to say?"
Well, that would be awesome. But if it's a female character, it might not work quite as well.
No, probably not.
They just transpose his voice up. He's done it before.
No, but it never sounds like a girl. That's why I created Cheez-It. Because there are just some things I can't hit, and I can't make my voice sound like a girl. And yeah.
I do miss the days of the voice, a lot of the voice quests.
Hey, I'll do it for free.
But I can also understand why you guys have gotten further and further away from that, because it takes a lot of downloading for those voice files.
It does, and then when you think that, you know, this game is not an English language game, I mean, Jethel could do it in English, but can you speak Japanese, Russian, German, and French as well? It takes a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of money to get all of these different languages for everything.
Challenge. I will use the Google Translator.
They'll never notice the difference. Never.
Of course not. Actually, you know what? The funny thing is, we in my current job, we have people that have to translate French for us, because we do a lot of business with Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a French translator for my phone. And I'm like, "Hey, come here for a minute." You know, I asked one of the translators to come over. And I typed in a sentence and had it play it in French for them. And they're like, almost.
Yeah, it's really difficult with slang and things.
Well, you know, you can translate words, but dialect is something.
Oh, yeah, even between French and Canadian French. Because I grew up in Canada mostly, and I learned to speak French, but it's Canadian French, not
Parisian.
French. Yeah. And when I have been in France and tried to speak French, then they kind of frown at me as if I'm just not even speaking their language.
Oh, you're from Quebec.
I actually had a story from university about a friend of mine that I knew in university who was a Quebec Canadian. Mm. so he spoke Quebec French, and he had an exchange student come over and stay with him for a couple weeks from France.
Yeah.
You know, both speak French, this should work well. And the guy came over, and he was actually an older guy, he had a family he'd left behind, and so they were asking him over dinner, the family was just asking him about his kids, and he said, oh, j'ai du gableu, and in French, that it literally meant, well, it didn't literally mean, in French slang, that meant I have two hyper boys. Okay, he's got two sons, they're very hyper. In Quebec slang, that came out as I have two blue testicles. And they just sort of stopped in the middle of dinner and stared at him.
What?
So even French speaking to French, you know, the slang can get you.
Wow.
It's difficult.
Wow.
Broke the ice, though.
I was going to give us an example that my ex-wife had given me, because she had a friend that was from Paris, and I guess she used to tour with a youth Christian choir or something like that, and they went to Quebec. And they thought it was really funny that milk, I guess, you know, glass of milk or something like that, in Canadian French, the guy from Paris translated as cow oil. or something similar like that. But, you know, Canadian French blue balls actually tops that story. Wow. Okay, then.
Blue, I guess, was slang for hyper, and balls, I guess, was slang for boys. So, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask a very serious question.
Yes.
It's very serious. There have been pictures circulating of you.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
It was you.
Uh-oh.
And you're apparently trying to take over the universe.
Uh-oh.
What is your connection to the Daleks?
Well, yes, I'm secretly out to exterminate Smokejumper. It's a plot from the Daleks of Doctor Who. No, it was my Halloween costume this year. I had
Queen
a lot of fun.
Dalek.
You didn't see that?
I saw that. She was the Queen of Daleks.
That was awesome. I liked it.
You know, for the last 10 years, I've lived in countries that haven't really celebrated Thanksgiving, or not Thanksgiving, Halloween. So it's kind of cool to be back in a country where people do stuff.
Nice. Thoraxius from the Antonia Vale server. Join the Dalek Spa. Exfoliate! Oh, God! Very nice.
I saw a lot of the pictures that you guys took of the Halloween gathering at Sony. Wow. All I can say is wow on Brass's makeup.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, she always looks amazing. I mean, it's just... the rest of us can never top her, because she always looks great. But everyone did really well. And we decorated our area, too. We could do Area 1, like the department prize for decorating. So we had a lot of fun.
Well, you know, everyone... No matter how simple their costume, beat mine.
Oh?
Yeah, because I was, you know, guy watching a movie on a couch.
Oh, you know, it's nice to put in a little effort, and I really like crafting, obviously, and I like crafting in real life, so I enjoyed actually figuring out how to make the Dalek outfit.
That was cool.
And so the season begins, and soon Elka and Jenna will be making fudge.
Yes.
And we've had your fudge before.
What's that?
We've had your fudge before.
Oh, yes. It is a yearly bribe that we send.
Has it ever worked?
No, not.
No.
I thought it was just to make the dev team fat. I didn't realize we were supposed to be doing something in return.
It's our thank you. It's our little way of saying thank you.
Well, it is our pleasure, and I do mean that because it's delicious.
And it's evil. And you can't eat one, just one, can you?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, that's why it's evil triple chocolate fudge. No, I was kidding.
Yes, we'll be making fudge and sending it out. How many pounds of fudge do you think we'll be making this year, hon? Considering that we send out about 5 pounds at a shot.
Well.
Well, what, last year I made 50 or 60 pounds?
Something like that, yeah.
See, you guys aren't the only one that gets it. We send it out to everybody, you know, close, real close friends and relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting a Christmas present, they get fudge.
That's great.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving this year, Donna?
Well, probably doing some work, actually, but...
Work!
Well, the thing is, Canadian Thanksgiving was last month. You guys here are so far behind. I mean, I already celebrated
it. That's right.
Well, you can have, like, a halfling second breakfast. You can have second Thanksgiving.
So. There you go.
Yeah, well, halfling one of my friends invited me over for Thanksgiving, so I'll probably go over to her house and have some turkey, and I guess we'll see. A couple years, you know, I've found some strays at the office who haven't been going home for Thanksgiving, and I've had them over for Thanksgiving dinner myself that I cook. I like to cook, too. But I guess we'll see this year. I haven't really planned a lot. I went home to visit my family in August, so I'm probably not going back for Thanksgiving or for Christmas this year, but it wasn't that long ago. Probably be a quiet one.
Yeah, someone asked in a private tell to me, because the... I didn't mention it when we did the birthdays, and Abe Vigoda is alive. I found it so hilarious when Smedley was on the show. Said he lived nearby Abe Vigoda. That's awesome. That's freaking awesome.
That's a cool guy.
He is. Although I think his experience on our show has spoiled him against us. Well...
I thought it went really well.
He hates us now. No.
Nonsense. Who could hate you?
Of course, if he hated me, I probably wouldn't be logged in right now.
I'm logged in. / kill.
Damn him. Wow. In his interview with no decorum.
It was a good interview. I enjoyed listening.
Oh, God. Someone posted on the website. Hold on just a second. Let me bring this up. Chastising us because we... treated Smed so poorly.
We didn't treat him poorly.
Let me scroll down to the comments here.
Thought he had a good time.
Okay. Someone posted, you guys need to learn to not be so casual with the president of Sony Online Entertainment. You're lucky he took everything well. I would have been insulted by the language and tones. Someone of his stature should be spoken to with dignity dignity and utterance, not like he's a long-time drinking buddy.
But he is a long-time
he is, if you go to fanfare.
Well, my comment, my reply was, John Smedley has shown us nothing other than he's a... John Smedley has shown us nothing other than he is a regular guy and not a stuffed shirt. If you really think otherwise, then I really wish you were privy to the offline conversations we had before the show... but hopefully this footage of Smed performing Welcome to the Jungle at the 2009 fanfare will shed light on the real man. And I have I had a link to the Welcome to the Jungle karaoke he did.
Mm-hmm, his favorite karaoke song.
He's
yeah,
awesome.
No, Smed's really nice. He's super casual.
He is. He's awesome.
Feed him cupcakes whenever I can.
Ah, there you go. Lara is saying that Smed lies. Because Smedley has declared that Lara is a Frostfell elf. And if you don't believe me...
Lara is a Frostfell elf.
Here is the clip.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lara, you are a Frostfell elf.
So there we have it. Lara, you are a Frostfell elf. And even Domino says so. Don't you, Domino?
I do.
I think Lyra is on right now. I think you ought to buzz over in front of her and change that little thing you put under her name.
The knot always was in bracket.
So it's official. I'm sorry, Lyra. You are a Frostfell elf. Although I really do like the comment that was made. The suggestion that was made that... a new quest be added for Frostfell using some of the lyrics from one of my Frostfell songs, What Frostfell Means to Me. I put in there about pranking people with really cheap swords that look new, but they're made out of balsa wood, so they break the first time you use them. Doesn't that sound like something that... what the hell is the name of that in common?
Guardian Giggle Giver?
No, the guy that's trying to ruin Frostfell. The hell's his name? Not the
McScrugal?
Grim.
No,
McScrugal.
No.
Doesn't that sound like something McScrugal would give out as a gift?
Yeah, probably.
McScrugal. So I think that'd be good. I mean, it's a great sword. Make it have phenomenal stats, but you can only swing it once.
Oh. You know, that would be really fun to do, but do you have any idea how many petitions customer service would get? They would come downstairs and murder us.
Hey, it broke on the first thing, but it had like 200 strength and automatic regen and...
You know, make it have, like, imagine what the petitions would look like.
Make it have the friggin' stats of that coin that you drop in the hedge maze.
Oh, that would be nasty.
I'm not sure if you can answer this one. Vinlorian of the Butcher Block server asked, do Beast Lords use Brawler weapons or Scout weapons?
Well, I actually double-checked that with Silius before I came on the podcast, and his answer was yes. They should be able to use both.
Both.
So the ones that are currently used by Brawlers and the ones that are currently used by Scouts, most of them should be updated so Beast Lords can use them. That was his answer. If it's wrong, it's not my fault. Don't do itemization.
Okay, so Domino says, as far as she knows, yes. All right.
They also use the throwing type weapons. They don't use a bow, but like satchels and bandoliers and things.
Right. Can't wait for beta to be open. I have so much information.
Me too.
I know. Well, you have more than me, hon. You're actually writing stuff down. You know me. I'm just, you know, exploring. Alright, so let's see here. So, the possibility of a second Thanksgiving for you. Who can say no to turkey?
Yeah.
And stuffing.
Well.
Elkwin may...
What's that one where they take a turkey and put it... Or they take a duck and put it inside the turkey? Or
a turducken.
A turducken.
I've heard they even use chicken and then duck and then turkey or something. Weird.
I have never tried that, nor do I want to try it.
Madness.
Sounds like madness to me.
Madness.
PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has come out with a new slogan this year. The new slogan for their Thanksgiving tomfoolery is, you wouldn't eat your dog, why eat a turkey? My answer to that is, my dog is not a turkey. And turkeys are scrumptious, yummy, and juicy with lots of gravy.
I'd go so far as to say, I'll eat neither, and I'll eat my cow. Cow.
Cow. You want to have a nice big steak on Thanksgiving, is that it?
Maybe, or a roast beef.
Oh, there you go. Yes, I do like that one from Lara. PETA, People for the Eating of Tasty Animals. I like that. All right, we're running up on the end of the show here. What else do we need to talk about? Do you have any comments, any suggestions, any solutions?
Well, I liked your new song. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
When's the next one coming?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, I look forward to it.
They come to me when they come to me, and I've tried forcing it before. Never works.
Just wait for a flash of inspiration.
Exactly. You know, like, Elkwin's bugging me to make a more campy version of an alt song. And gotta give me some ideas here. Get something
good. I know, I gotta get you this.
Gotta get me something in my brain, because if I don't at least have a chorus, I can't fake it. Because if I force it, it's gonna suck.
If I think of anything, I'll let you know. Oh, I did have a question for you, actually. A couple shows ago, you asked for submissions of Narakian food recipes, and I posted a couple, but I wondered, did anybody else?
I think one other person. Let me,
And did you try them? Because they're delicious.
I have not. I haven't had time to cook anything. We've been reduced to having the boy cook.
Wow, that sounds like desperate measures.
It's horrible. He pops in like a pre-made Stouffer's lasagna or something and says he cooked. He's not cooking.
Ooh.
I appreciate the effort. At least I have food when I come home.
I had this discussion with Smokejumper the other week. For some reason it came up and I said I'd never eaten a TV dinner in my life. And he just didn't believe me. And then when I eventually convinced him that I'd never in my life eaten a TV dinner, said, you know, this proves you're not a guy. Which I was surprised this was required to prove, but it's official now.
I have seen you in real life. I've given you a hug in real life. You're no guy.
I am not. And I do not eat TV dinners, though.
I'm looking for that link now. What the hell? Maybe it was on the first page. Hold on a second. Come on. Where the hell is it? You'd happen to see that that fake video trailer I made for Unrest?
I don't remember seeing that. When was that?
November 5th. It's up at kentacord.org right now. It's just labeled.
I must have missed that. I usually see your updates, but it's been so crazy busy with the expansion this month that I have missed quite a lot, I'm afraid.
No, I did it's just a fake
I did see that. It was like a haunted house thing, right?
Yeah.
I did see that, yeah, I remember. I just didn't recognize it from the description.
I have absolutely no idea where that food one is. Do a search for food. For some reason, it's not showing up.
I think I posted a recipe for Jum Jum Cobbler.
Yes, you did.
Delicious.
Where the hell is it? Oh, here we go. EP2 food ideas. Here we go. Let's see. You did... You posted a link to Quick After Battle Triple Chocolate Cake. Sounds fun. And you did a thing for Jum Jum Pudding. And no one else replied. That was
cool. How sad. So many delicious things.
What's wrong with you people?
I like to cook. I'm always bringing in cooked things to feed to the team.
I like cooking. I took up baking when I became unemployed. But ever since I've been back to work, I just haven't had the time.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, more on the weekends.
I want to, I really wanted to do some, at least some, you know, chocolate chip cookies for the folks at work. I already brought some in a few months ago, but I wanted to do it again. And over the weekend, just like, I just don't have the freaking energy. I'm working now.
Are you enjoying the new job?
I am. I have never had a job where I laughed so much. The people I work with are fantastic. The guy I work with, name is Derek. He's 22 years old, and he's like a young me. We're just, you know, quick wit off each other, back and forth. I don't know why he knows who Christopher Walken is. But he does a pretty good Christopher Walken. He'll walk into the room and he goes, "Guys, really?" Of course, you know, he doesn't have the lower voice. So. "But guys, you know, by the time I'm done with you, you'll all be in gold-plated diapers." "What does that mean?" "Don't question Bruce Dickinson." "I need more cowbell." Anyway. So yes, I'm really enjoying the new job.
Great.
And I just had my 90-day review, and I exceeded expectations across the board.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much it for the show, unless you've got something else.
No, I'd better get going. Getting a little late.
Yep. Alluvial on the Tony Bale server asks if you are working on EQ next, and if you... Were you couldn't say anyway.
Well, I will say no. They're okay. A separate team. We are entirely focused on EQ2 on the EQ2 team.
Excellent. Wonderful. All right, folks. Elquin, anything else for you?
That's all I can think of.
All right. I am logging off right now. I need to rest the voice a bit and get on the couch and relax. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Domino, thank you for coming in. I've been trying to get you for years. Although, I gotta say, you went to Delmon first.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He was more persistent asking. Delmon's a sweetie.
He, like, did blackmail or something.
Well, if he did, I couldn't comment on that. Okay. But thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for coming on. Loved having you on. One of these days, we're going to get, like, you, Ashlane, Nobrin, and Brass. They just have this forum.
And four short people. And Jekyll, towering over us. Okay.
Well, Nobrin's not that short.
Well, he plays a gnome.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So you got two halflings, a gnome, and a dwarf.
There we go. Works for me. All right, folks.
Well.
All right, folks, that's our show. Thank you very much, Domino. I'll have
a pleasure.
I will have the show up. Well, probably within the hour. That's what I do when I stop. And thank you very much. See y'all next week.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.